Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B-Pod Studios.
This is not your conventional sports radio show.
It's a lot of fun, right? You're having fun.
Dutcher and Rich, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Bergeron shoots, he scores from long range. Bergeron may have used the D as a screen, and he rips it inside the top far corner. 2-0 Bruins. DeBrusk slapped it over to the near side. Up top, Grizzlick. Right circle now. Krejci pulls it back, saucers across. Up top, Grizzlick shoots. They score! A power play goal! The Bruins open a 1-0 lead late in the second period.
98.5, the Sports Hub. A very good game last night against a very good home team.
Yeah, 9 in a row.
Very good team overall.
Yeah, I think it's been not just at home, but they've won 9 straight.
Yeah, and they're 1 point behind Washington for first place in the Metro Division going into last night.
That wouldn't be the worst thing in the world if they won that division.
They've been showing highlights. I've been seeing some of them this morning, and Tuukka Rask had some unbelievable saves last night. Just looked great.
Vezina Trophy, give it to him.
Well,
give it to him.
So Billy Jaffe's in studio, and we talked to Mike Gorman yesterday. Just let's start off with this. Is there any kind of
plan?
There's no plan at all?
Nothing. Not that we've been told.
Really? So like Jack and Brick, it's...
I have no idea.
Okay.
I wish I could, if only just for content on your show right now.
Oh, sure.
I have nothing to say. I'm not going to speculate. We don't know. The biggest, like right now, the only thing we know, and it's all could, is the whole game in California, in San Jose next week.
Yeah, so what's the deal? What are they telling you about that?
Nothing.
Because they don't know where it's going to be, whether it's
where,
going to
when,
be held
how,
at all.
Is yeah. it going to be? You know, listen, the common sense, which is what we need to all keep right now, has to say to you, okay, wait, the Bruins are out west for three games in 4 nights. They mm-hmm. go Wednesday, Thursday, Saturday. They go Wednesday, L.A., Thursday, and it might be, I think it goes Anaheim, L.A.
Regardless, yeah.
Okay, San Jose, Saturday. So they get, if they're still doing games in L.A. area, they'll play those two. And if they're not doing games up in Northern California, then they won't play that, or they play it in an arena with nobody in it. I don't think they'll end up moving it because it sounds like San Francisco's, and that is like there's a place called the old Cow Palace up there, but I don't see them doing that.
Yeah.
But that sounds like they're going to be having limited gatherings as well.
Last night, that was the report.
It doesn't make much sense if you're going to cancel a game somewhere
to move it somewhere else.
Yeah, you can't move it here. So,
well, you're not going to move it here either. I mean, you're not going to travel teams 6 hours across country for one game unless it was mandatory, let's say, for playoff race or something. See, I thought this is my hunch.
Of course, this is nothing that's been said.
It wouldn't shock me if all of a sudden we end up playing this season, regular season, and some teams don't reach 82 games.
So they're just going to cut it short.
Or if they can't reach it in certain markets, then they don't. Meaning, let's say it doesn't impact the playoff race.
Right.
Why the hell would you do it just to do it? For revenue? For gate revenue?
Television rights. I mean, you could still air it on TV, and you got to think there's a lot of money.
What I'm saying is, it wouldn't surprise me hypothetically speaking, Team X against Team Y, Team X's state is under a state of emergency, and we're not doing any gatherings, and we're just not going to play this game. If the game doesn't have an impact on the playoff standings after the regular season, which is April 4 for the NHL, why do they have to play it?
Because it has to do with the draft and individual statistics, bonuses these guys hit. I mean, there's a lot of reasons to play it. That's not just, hey, we're out of the playoffs, so why are we doing it?
I don't know. I mean, to me, I'm trying to exhibit some common sense when it's all said and done. We're going to put teams back on planes and do this and that. Listen, I'm trying to be rational about all of this.
I know what you're saying, but
it wouldn't shock me. Playoffs begin April 9th. Do you want teams playing? Maybe Sunday. Maybe they would do that Sunday. the 5th. But are you going to tell teams to go, one team to travel 6 hours cross country to play one game?
You can't, right? Because San Jose's in Calgary Monday night. So, I mean, if they, if
no,
you
no,
want
what
to,
I'm saying at oh, the end of the regular season.
Oh, at the end of the season,
tack it
my mistake.
Sunday.
Okay, yeah.
I don't know, man. This is unprecedented time. I don't need to tell you guys. Everybody knows. Everybody listening knows this is unprecedented. But no, they've told us nothing.
Okay.
I've checked with some officials. They don't have a plan. They haven't been told anything. They haven't been told anything by the NHL.
That's good.
No, meaning it's. I don't think anybody knows.
Right.
And that's the problem. So you know what? You know, too much information can actually be worse. These decisions are being made literally on a, right now it's hour by hour. Soon enough, it's going to be minute by minute basis. But yeah. Nobody's been told. And no, we haven't. Any of the networks I work with, I haven't. What are they going to tell us? They're going to say either you're working or you're not. And if a state of emergency happens, that's my guess. That's the first thing. My guess is for all of these big gatherings, we'll focus on Massachusetts. That's my guess. When a state of emergency, or if or when it's declared, then things get
it has been declared here.
I mean, even more. I'm saying gets it certain of the old 2,000, 5,000. What everything trickles down then.
Yeah,
all decisions are made then.
Well, I mean, it's weird now because as of Tuesday, I think was the last day where, you know, players could be interviewed right up close with the media, and I guess yesterday might have been the first time where you saw
6 feet.
It's an actual roped
right.
off barrier.
But yet you've got the media huddled in within 6 feet, 6 inches of each other.
Right, because they don't matter. They just,
it's just odd. It was odd. I was looking at it and I said, okay, so fully respect the 6 foot rule. Absolutely.
This is going to be like a dumb question, but I'm going to ask it anyway.
All right, go ahead for it.
How tough is it to play a competitive hockey game in front of nobody?
I think it would be very hard.
Like, there's a lot of these guys ramped up.
You're right.
How different is the hockey going to look when there's no crowd?
I think it's going to feel odd for everybody. I think for the players, they might not get. I think that they will try and they'll try and put on a show, so to speak. They'll try and we're quote unquote in the entertainment business. But will they get those adrenaline rushes that any of us get?
Will there be any fights if there's no crowd there? Like, is there going to be any of that?
Let me ask you guys this. So you guys do, I don't know how many remotes you do. Forgive me. I know you used to do remotes and everything.
Sure.
That had a different vibe to it than sitting in here, right?
I liked it a lot.
There you go.
Yeah.
So why would an NHL, an NBA, an NFL player, whatever, be any different? Most of them want, these guys go out and practice, and they practice their asses off. They do, especially in certain days. They'll go out and do it. But the practice is usually in anticipation of getting ready for a big game.
Skating.
Can they sustain it in a regular game when there aren't 18,000 people there? Oh, they'll play hard. Will it be the same internally? No. No, it won't. Especially if the game doesn't mean anything.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, let's say playoff time comes around, because as you said, 3 weeks? 3 weeks is when this all starts?
April 9th, I believe, is the Wednesday it's supposed to be.
So it's creeping around the corner, and I mean, you might start the playoffs in front of nobody. And I just can't.
The German Elite League shut down.
They just shut down. How crazy is that?
They're end of the regular season, and they're not going to do playoffs.
It's just done.
It's done.
Now, that's not going to happen here. And the reason being is that there's too much money on the TV side of things for them to do that.
Everything. I know. Here's the only
time where that would change. What, Fred, if someone in the NHL, a player, contracts the coronavirus?
Oh, yeah. Then you got to.
Let me ask you.
Then it's like the Bruins can't play. Let's say tomorrow David Pastrnak got the coronavirus. The players are all going to have to quarantine. Like, you can't go. And then you would have to do something.
I don't disagree, and I
didn't even think about that.
I would. I've thought about that already. You know, we're trying to protect, but this is the complete unknown. The unknown is the scariest part about all this. But you have to play all hypotheticals out.
Do you get to not go to Secaucus? That'd be nice.
It's kind of sweet.
I had 5 of 6 days in Secaucus. It ended last week, and I don't have another day there until the playoffs. So I'm waiting for my playoff schedule. So I don't know.
I mean, not the worst thing in the world to not have to go to Secaucus.
You're right. It's for my health and my family. So yeah, but for my wallet, it sucks. I'll be honest with you, man.
There's a lot of people feeling that way right now.
And again, I'm trying to be completely rational about this. I'm an independent contractor, probably like I don't know how many percent of your people that listen on a daily basis.
Tons.
I make my money by getting my ass to places. And that scares me too, but doesn't scare me as much as one of my kids or me or one of my friends getting sick. But sure, it scares. It concerns me. It concerns me. But yes, not to have to go the forbid. Yeah, but just being honest, I think about every scenario when I wake up at 5 in the morning, from the complete rational to going irrational about it.
It's going to get to the point where I think that these players before each game are going to have to get their temperature taken.
Of course.
You know, and that way you make sure that none of these guys are running around with a fever and getting everyone else sick.
Well, but, okay, you know, you're absolutely right. And I lean more towards safety and caution. It's just my being, how I am, than flippant about it. How the hell do you know? Seriously, you know, like it's allergy.
Fever.
It's allergy season right now. You know, I've gone through spells with allergies. Never had them, by the way. Never had an allergy breakout. Until I moved to Atlanta, where we were, where we met and everything.
It's the worst.
In Atlanta,
we fell in love.
Right. Where I would call it lust, Fred, just looking at you. But in Atlanta.
You son of a bitch, you made more. I caught feelings, and here you are.
But I used to get, my first 2 years, it was so extreme for somebody who had never experienced those allergies.
Yeah.
I used to get flu-like things. I would, you know, the whole yellow whatever, and I would get almost, my body was fighting it so much. I went in one time, I said to the doctor, the team doc, I got the flu. He said, no, you got awful allergies right now.
Yeah.
My point is now, as my body, as I've gotten older and struggle, I get things that I feel like, man, I feel like crap today.
Right.
And I'm starting to get this, and I'm like, am I getting something?
Well, every time I cough, I think, dude, do I got it? You know, it's weird. And every time you hear someone coughing around you, it's like 1,000 times louder than it used to be. You're like, yeah. You can hear it from like across the street. You're like, oh, there's a guy coughing.
All I know is if you're in sales, you have not required at all to show up to work.
Good.
Well, they
Good.
Have a Stay Wednesday home. Sales meeting here, and why not do it remote? Why not do it all? I always know it because I see the guys all come in. They traipse downstairs.
I saw somebody say, now you're really starting to realize how many of these meetings could have been settled in an email in the first place.
Of course.
Yes. Like, this is what I'm proving all of that.
That's,
you know, we could have done all of this in like a 5-minute email.
It's good to see your face.
Sure, of course.
All right. We'll be back.
Let's talk about the Bruins game last night.
Let's do that because, I mean, they look playoff ready.
Don't tell me what to do. See, this is why it's not love, Fred. It was pure lust in Atlanta. You're telling me.
I don't appreciate that, brother.
Okay.
All right, we'll be right back. 98.5,
the Sports Hub. Toucher and
visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
The Dave McGilvery Finish Strong Foundation's goals are to inspire and empower youth across New England and beyond to increase physical activity, expand literacy, and build community and self-esteem through running, reading, and performing acts of kindness. Join us in our mission to empower youth through fitness and education. With your support, we can provide the opportunities for youth to cross their own finish line one step at a time. Together, we can build a stronger, healthier future. Go to DaveMcGilveryFoundation.org for more information.
Toucher. Our only concern is your condition.
Rich. This guy is a piece of work, huh?
Toucher and Rich. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
In the second, we kind of weathered the storm a little bit. Didn't execute very well, but the third was arguably one of our best of the year against a good club that was down a goal. So I like the way that we stayed in attack.
Well, these days, it's just one of those things that you almost have to get 100 points to make the playoffs. You know, I mean, the league's tighter than ever, and you know, we're just trying to kind of get a head start early in the season and kind of keep that momentum going whole year. And I think we've pretty much accomplished that this year and finish strong, go in the playoffs.
985, the Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. Billy Jaffe from NESN and the NHL Network joining us in studio.
If you don't mind, Fred, there was Dan O'Brien during the commercial break brought in something that was one of those old school pucks. That's from the era of
NHL on Fox.
Yeah. So when you had the tail.
Fox had the NHL Network for a brief second.
So if you heard that the NHL is planning on, for the playoffs, using that new puck, the one that's got tracking. The tracking device in it, so they can do all these sorts of stats and be able to track it on TV and everything. And they tested it over and over and over again to try to make sure that this is exactly the same feel as a regular puck, even though it's made up of different components because of the thing they put on the inside. As a hockey player who might be some of the most superstitious people on this planet, how much is that going to F with their head?
I don't think much.
Really?
Yeah, no, I don't think much. If it doesn't have any different feel, no, nothing.
Okay.
Now, how is that possible?
How's it possible it doesn't have any feel? I haven't tried one myself. So if it doesn't have any different, it's not going to have any different look. If it has no different feel, then no. It's fun. If it does have a different feel, yeah. It's like, you don't think about it, but you're like, what is it? But my assumption is that it will be okay.
See, I think you're crazy. I think every team's going to have one to two guys that's going to completely F with their game, or they're just like, dude, because if you knew it, if nobody told you and they replaced it, it's like, you know, the Colombian coffee crystal skit with Chris Farley. Like, if nobody told you, you'd be completely fine with it. But once you know about it and it's in your head, there's going to be guys who are going to be, that's going to be in the back of their head, and they're going to use it as an excuse. I just got a weird feeling about it. Why would you introduce it, first of all, during the playoffs? What could possibly go wrong?
Why would you do it in preseason?
At least have it for an entire season leading up to the most important games of the year.
Plus the fact that it lights up. I mean, that's got to screw with you a little bit.
That's the new one.
The new one lit up, then I would absolutely. No, this is a prop puck, basically. Yeah, this didn't really do this during. I'm showing it on radio.
What are you telling me? I don't know which way is up.
So this team looks playoff ready. I mean, after watching that game last night and the way they've been playing, you know, as of late, I know that Cassidy's been real tough on them. But we had Ty Anderson on the other day, and he said something that I thought was fairly profound because he's a good writer, and that is that we all kind of expected there to be a hangover after last year. I mean, you go to Game 7 of the Stanley Cup Final. I mean, they you're beaten up, you're battered, you're bruised. But, you know, he made a good point, and he goes, look at a lot of these teams who end up winning the Stanley Cup. You have to lose. You have to almost learn how to lose to come back and win. The year that the Bruins won the Stanley Cup, what happened the year before? They got embarrassed. Mm-hmm. They were up 3 games to Philly and 3 goals in Game 7.
I did the game.
And I mean, you want to talk about an all-time choke from the Bruins. And that stuck with them throughout the season. The next year, you don't think that they thought about that constantly? We choked worse than any team has choked in a long, long time. And they want to get that monkey off their back. You don't think after what they went through in Game 7 this past year, the way that they choked at home. You don't think I thought it was a good point. I mean, that you have to kind of lose to win sometimes.
One step back, two step forward.
But don't they look, better, I guess, to make a long setup of short, do you like them better this time of this year now than you did this time last year?
Sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But I don't give a crap about that because I know that playoffs haven't begun yet and I know how hard they can be. But yes, I absolutely look at them right now. Even though last year, I thought that they had a run in them. I did. Mm-hmm. I thought they did. Honestly, we can all sit here and pick. One of us is going to get a couple of things right, and the rest of us are going to get most of it wrong. Or, you know what I mean? Like, playoffs are that screwy.
Yeah.
But yes, I like them a lot better, right? I like them right now, meaning I do. I didn't think, by the way, I didn't think they started great last night. Tuca was fantastic, and they had some puck luck.
Is he going to win the Vezina?
He should, right, if he keeps this up another few more games. The thing that's going to be held against him, Fred, is his games played.
Yeah, because he's got...
Compared to Connor Hellebuyck and Andrei Vasilevskiy.
How far off is he? Like, how many games advantage?
I, the other day on the air, thought that if he got the 45, which I think last night was 40. I don't have it.
41. Think it is,
If he gets to 45... I think he'll be okay. I think voters will look at it enough and say, Okay, 45, and his numbers are this. There are going to be some people that still are swayed by what Hellebuck has done with Winnipeg, a team that has nowhere near the defense and the structure that the Bruins do, and yet he's kept them in it all year. And then Vasilevsky, because he is who he is right now, he's kind of the goalie du jour, so to speak.
Yeah.
But they lost again last night. He lost. So, I mean, he's a good goalie, very good goalie. But Tuukka's going to be, if he gets to 45, it seems like an arbitrary number, but
yeah.
it just stands.
Right.
It seems to be enough if he gets to that and he continues this.
Okay. Are you concerned at all with him in the playoffs?
I'm not.
But, okay.
I mean, no. Especially after last year, my concern still would be getting Nick Ritchie, Andre Kasha, some combination of them.
I refuse to call him Kasha.
Okay. You want to call him Case?
Yep.
Okay.
Andrej Case.
K-A-S-E is not Kasha. All right, continue.
My concern is getting them to acclimated to a line, whether it's with Krejci, whether it's with Coyle, whether it's with whatever.
But you've liked what they brought. Well, at least Ritchie. Like, you've liked what, because he's been,
it's gotten better.
Everything that's been promised
but I still need to see where that role is going to be.
Of course, yeah.
And the same thing with Kasha. And then, you know, is Anders Bjork going to be a regular, or is he going to be a guy that just fills in?
That's what's frustrating.
Kuhlman come up and be, he's going to get called up again.
That's frustrating, though, is when they bring kids up from the AHL and, you know, they can't find a fit for them. That seems, as a fan, it just is a little frustrating.
But it's look, chemistry. We always want instant chemistry, but it does take time to work out. I would be very surprised if at least one, if not two, different players didn't join the lineup on Friday night. Whether it's a Carlo coming back if he's healthy, which all indicators are this was minor. They're being cautious about it, so they took those precautionary measures not to play him, rightfully so. But does he come back? Does a Bjork come into the lineup to try on Friday in Buffalo to try and initiate a little more oomph? You know what I mean? Like, just and get everybody going. I think at 8 points. With what, 11 or 12 games left, I think they're good.
Yeah.
I think Tampa understands where they're what they're playing for right now, so to speak.
Who do they play in the first round if it started today? Like who?
Well, I think Carolina won last night. Sorry, I didn't.
I'm trying to think of the teams that are there.
Well, it would be the Metropolitan Division with second wild card.
Okay.
So it would be, is it Carolina today that's
Carolina
in the
or Columbus, sir? I'm waiting for the Commodore 64.
Is there any team that's out there that you think could pull an upset, kind of like what happened last year against the Lightning? Like, is there anyone that could just all of a sudden?
I don't think Columbus is
really?
As this year. I think that they're in a 7-game series. I don't see that.
You don't think that they're heavy and that they could wear a team down?
It would be Columbus. The Islanders are 1 point back, and Carolina and Columbus have the same point total, but Columbus has 5 fewer wins.
Oh, give me Carolina again.
So,
let's get the writer on the phone.
The Islanders are 1 point behind both of them.
The writer that said that they weren't scoring enough goals, that's why they were losing.
Please, give us a Carolina matchup. Let's do it again.
I can threaten to beat you up again.
But I'm the a-hole.
Yeah. I would like
you're threatening to beat me up, death threats, my wife's having an affair. Oh, it's all coming at me.
Good day, Fred.
I got a death threat the other day.
From who?
Really?
I don't know who they did it.
Oh,
I'm getting death threats, my wife's having an affair. Oh, yeah, everyone's just great. I have so much faith in society.
At least there's nothing stressful in everyone's lives going on right now.
Well,
that would suck.
I could see wanting to kill me based on the fact that I do a crappy sports talk radio show 4 hours a day. I mean,
yes,
I'm quite a polarizing person.
High on the priority list.
Yeah.
I think that in the first round, if the Bruins are constructed as they are now, as healthy as they are, if they're healthy, I guess one of the things that scared people about Columbus last year and came through was Bobrovsky.
Yeah.
And net for them. And he had a big hand to play in that. Now, let's also not forget in that first round for Tampa, Victor Hedman was in and out of the lineup, too. Their big defense. By the way, he's hurt again. Mm-hmm. He just got hurt against the Bruins. And he didn't play last night. No update on if it's small or major. And Stamkos is not coming back until, I can't imagine until the end of the first round, bringing in the second round. But anyways, going back to the Bruins,
Knowing that guy will come back and just be on fire. I mean, he's one of those guys.
It's a hard injury to come back from, an abdominal. It's tough.
Because that involves everything.
Especially skating.
Nothing shocks me with that guy. He's like superhuman.
But listen, I would say on paper, and I know we don't play the games on paper, but I'd say on paper, I like the Bruins' chances in the first round. The first round does provide huge challenges due to the energy level you're talking about of every team up. I wouldn't see a sweep anywhere. But I also wouldn't, you know, right now, Fred, these teams in the bottom of the, Bob Beers the other day, I thought, described it perfectly using the term pillow fight. It has been a pillow fight the last couple of weeks between these bottom two or three teams to get in. None of them want to win and take control of it. None of them. The Islanders, we made this deal to get scoring. They've sucked.
Yeah.
Columbus, it hasn't been great. I mean, Carolina, injuries. Dougie Hamilton's out. Brett Pesce's out. They made trades. Their goaltenders are still out. So it's been less than inspiring. With that said, I'm not arrogant enough to say that the Bruins won't have a challenge, but I think the Bruins are good in the first round.
All right. Well, Billy Jaffe, we talked about hockey today.
Second part, yeah. But I enjoyed listening to the first part. I did. The whole hot dog movie thing, whatever, is a little bit, you know, the other stuff was good.
Yeah, you're above that. You're like Sean McDonough on his radio show. You want to raise the bar.
You're raising the bar, Billy. Good for you.
Yeah, he's a big
Very
Fellini
happy
guy.
For you.
I was watching Kurosawa.
I feel refreshed.
I was chopping up eyeballs.
I do agree about your comment about the last... Who the hell approved those type of movies?
It must have been
mind-boggling.
Made for a dollar and sold to cable. Yes. And that's what made everything. Like Cinemax, HBO, they were throwing cash around.
I think that they also, like, people went to the movies. You know what I'm saying? Like, so you could just toss garbage out there and people would just kind of show up. Unlike now. But what do I know? I'll have to read the biography of Hot Dog the movie, the oral history. All right, we will be back. What do we got in the stack, Richard Rule?
We got more information on Rob Gronkowski's deal with the WWE. On top of that, some new rule proposals for the NFL, and Mark Wahlberg's back at it.
All right, we'll be right back. Here are the headlines.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gamblinghelplinema.org.
The Dave McGilvery Finished Strong Foundation's goals are to inspire and empower youth across New England and beyond to increase physical activity, expand literacy, and build community and self-esteem through running, reading, and performing acts of kindness. Join us in our mission to empower youth through fitness and education. With your support, we can provide the opportunities for youth to cross their own finish line one step at a time. Together, we can build a stronger, healthier future. Go to DaveMcGilveryFoundation.org for more information.
Don't, you know, be a diva.
Toucher and Rich, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
They're very big.
Now it's time to get to the stuff that we couldn't get to. It's the stack.
Thank you. 98.5, the Sports Hub. The stack is sponsored by I would have forgotten it. The stack is sponsored by Window Nation. It's Window Nation's buy two, get two free sale. No down payment, no payments, and 0% financing for 12 full months. Go to windownation.com.
Well, we all knew this was happening.
Sources, former NFL star, three-time Super Bowl champion, and current Fox Sports NFL analyst Rob Gronkowski is deep in talks with WWE and close to finalizing a deal. While the capacity in which he'd be used is unclear at this time, I'm told Gronk could be making an appearance in WWE as early as March 20th on Friday Night SmackDown in New Orleans.
What?
Yeah. Now, this obviously wouldn't be the first time Rob has brushed past with WWE. As you recall, Gronk made an appearance at WrestleMania 33 in 2017 and helped Mojo Rawley win the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal. Since then, he's talked about wanting to do more with the company at some point, and most recently, he was photographed hanging out with Triple H during Super Bowl weekend. Let speculation begin, everyone.
Okay, so this was that was an announcement that was made yesterday by the WWE, which I love that inside sources say, well, I mean, it's your company.
You really cracked the code.
You're right. It's like inside sources say that John Wallach has an announcement to make, and let's guess what it is, even though we all would know what it is, because everything gets approved through us, of course, before it goes on the air.
Yes, John is under strict guidelines.
Big list of rules. Never surprise us. That's number one. they haven't specified what exactly he's going to be doing, and it now seems that there are insiders or people who call themselves insiders in the wrestling world who have an idea of what his role is going to be. And I think it's perfect. And it makes sense. They're saying he's not going to be there to wrestle.
Right.
But to be a commentator.
Can you think of a better job? An easier job?
Oh, a greater job. I mean, it would be.
It's fantastic. You don't have to do anything.
Other than being Simon Cowell. That was always like the greatest.
You have to be perpetually amazed, even though it's fixed and you have the script beforehand.
Yeah, but think about it. Like, you don't really have any responsibility calling the matches.
Oh, no.
I mean, there's going to be like a play-by-play guy, and it's all fake.
And think about it, too, is that if Fox, remember when he signed that contract with Fox, it never really specified what his job was.
Right.
And he would just like show up on the NFL on Fox every once in a while, and he did that stuff for the Super Bowl. I believe that this was their intention the entire time, and that was part of his contract, is that he would be part of the WWE and Fox. This is a deal with Fox. And I think that all of this, all of the things he's been doing on TV leading up to this point was on purpose to ramp him up, to teach him how to be a commentator, how to speak, and to get him to the point where he would be able to handle himself on a weekly basis on this Friday Night SmackDown that they have. So doesn't that make all the sense in the world? If everyone loves the guy, and also on top of that, for a dude who doesn't want to do really much anything physical anyway, isn't this like the perfect gig for him?
They'll be a heel trying to attack Gronk, and Gronk will step out from behind the table and punch him in the face a couple of times. They'll be one of those nights. But by and large, that's right.
Yeah, I mean, you have no real responsibility. I mean, you just have to go to the city and sit there. It's not like you have to prep.
That's a good point.
I mean, it's not like you have to sit there and like...
Let's break down this matchup.
Yeah, like memorize the matchups.
I'm so damn jealous of that guy. I mean, think about it, because after football was done, he fell right into everything he wanted to do. Hey, man, you want to do a music festival with all your techno fans where you get paid to just stand around and wear stupid shades and throw stuff in the ground? Yeah, man. All right, you're getting paid a ton of money to do that. Hey, do you want to go to hang out with all your wrestling buddies and just look amazed on TV and do that? Yeah, man. All right, well, you're going to do that. Hey, do you want to host something on New Year's Eve where you smash a big thing of Steve Harvey's Lego head? Yeah, man. And everything he's wanted to do, he's living his perfect life right now.
Right.
And any talk about him getting back into football, ask yourself this. If you were Rob Gronkowski, why would you do it?
The window is closed a long time ago. He's not coming. Obviously, he's not coming.
No, I mean, that should be done. Well, guys, Mark Wahlberg is making a brand new HBO Max docuseries. Guess what it's about?
Boston.
Himself. An 8-episode series order.
8 episodes?
Yep, an 8-series episode order has been made for a show that is titled Wall Street. W-A-H-L. Street.
You got to have balls to give yourself an 8-part documentary.
You ready to hear with the description of the show? We'll follow Wahlberg as he juggles his acting schedule with his growing business empire. It's going to be, it said, per HBO Max description, quote, viewers will learn about his successes and failures and glean powerful business and life lessons while also getting to know the cast of colorful characters that make up Wahlberg's real life entourage. Quote, the series will be an intimate exploration behind the drive that makes Wahlberg one of the most unique stars in entertainment. Mark's entrepreneurial spirit is fun to watch, and we hope that to show both the struggle and triumphs of what it takes to succeed. And here's one of the best parts of it, too, is apparently there is a Shark Tank type of twist to all of this, where people will pitch Mark Wahlberg businesses to invest in into the Wahlberg Enterprises, and he will try to figure out which one of these things he's going to bring into the Wahlberg expanded universe.
Who is watching this?
Oh, every minute of it. Are you kidding me? We're going to review it every single morning after it happens.
That's just to bust on
Buzz balls.
But, Wall I mean, Street? W-A-H-L? This might be the worst show in the history of man.
That's what I'm saying is, like, who that's not going to make fun of it is going to sit down and watch 8 episodes of Mark Wahlberg.
How about the people who watch 60 episodes of Entourage?
I like how he put Entourage in there, too.
What's his real-life Entourage, he's saying? This is, like, the true one. The true story behind the douches.
Yeah. How much of it's going to have to do with him waking up early? There's going to be like
a whole kettlebell episode.
Yeah, there's going to be a whole episode about him waking up.
I wonder
up
if
early.
There'll be like a narrator, you know? Like it's 2:45 in the morning. Everyone else is asleep, but for Mark Wahlberg, it's the beginning of a very long day.
Yeah. I mean, that's
Lenny Clark.
Oh, he'll be in it.
Lenny Clark.
Within the first 10 minutes.
He's going to get a bunch of Boston people he doesn't hang out with. Yeah. Just hey, look, Boston.
Sweeney pops in.
Dennis Leary's going to narrate it, I'm sure.
I wouldn't be surprised if Dennis Leary narrated it.
By the way, I told you how my cousin who did that Up and Vanish podcast, Payne Lindsay, he ended up getting a TV show out of it. As a matter of fact, it's doing pretty well. It's on the Oprah Network. What is it called now? The O Network or something like that? For some reason, women love serial killers.
Yeah.
Like, the demo for like all these serial killer podcasts and TV shows, I went to his tour that he did when he was at the Wilbur, and it was like 80% women.
Ooh.
Really strange. And I don't know why you would think it was like that would be a completely male-led genre, but no, women love the serial killers. Well, how about this? Another podcast that we like is getting a TV show, Disgraceland. That's right. Our Jake Brennan, we've had in the studio several times. It looks like he has signed a deal. And it does not say here yet what TV channel it's going to be, but it looks like T-Bone Burnett, the guy who did the music behind like, Oh Brother, We're Out There, won like a bunch of eyes. He's gonna be the guy who's going to help be the music supervisor for it. Well, because Disgraceland is about all of these musicians who did really bad things. And so there you go. New TV show for that as well.
Does he still make those? Because there was like a long lull in that. Where he didn't put out any new podcasts.
Yeah, I'm not quite sure. I don't know what's happened there. By the way, Kiss, because of the coronavirus, they have canceled their meet and greets.
That's right. You can't get coronavirus from a used jockstrap.
Kiss off.
That's right. Come on, everyone. Put your underwear in this bin. I ain't gonna get sick. I'm immune.
If you want to see someone's brain explode, there's a video online of Kiss playing the Staples Center, and they attempt to do a very heartfelt, like, tribute to Kobe Bryant, and Paul Stanley comes and puts on like a number 24 jersey, and he's standing there, and then he just says the biggest pile of nonsense I've ever heard. You know, none of us would be here today if it wasn't for Kobe Bryant and his basketball skills. Like,
I love sports.
Why wouldn't you be here? If it wasn't for Kobe Bryant, like, was he your father?
Plus, he's got, like, intricate makeup, like, on his muscles, so they, like, pop. Like, he looks so strange.
He does look very strange.
Yeah.
Well, another week, another huge drop in XFL viewership. It seems to be going down about 40 to 50% per week. Week 5's numbers. The Saturday game broadcast drew 1.57 million viewers and 1.497 million viewers, both down from week 4. Which was less than, it goes like 40%, 40%, 40%, 40%. So whether this is going to stick around for a long while, who knows? I thought that maybe Rob Gronkowski was going to be part of the XFL because of the whole WWE Vince McMahon thing, and maybe they'll try to end up boosting it that way. But I'm telling you, until they get stars, the degenerate gamblers are not going to keep that thing afloat.
Yeah, unless you're Joe Murray.
Well, at least this league looks like it's going to finish its 10-game schedule. I mean, that's something this league will do that the other league, the AAF, didn't.
If anything, I just hope the NFL watches the XFL and gets some of the great ideas of things that they're doing with players that nobody cares about, like miking them up on the sidelines. Oh, that's been awesome.
Yeah.
There was who was the quarterback who went off on his offensive coordinator? Josh Johnson. Mm. Like, he gets the phone and calls up to the booth and, like, starts bitching him out. And, like, it's all, you can hear every word of it. That's phenomenal. I like the kickoffs that they're doing, too. I got no problem with that whatsoever. There's a couple things that they do right that they end up the NFL needs to take notes, because if anything you got anything from it is maybe to how to make it a little more entertaining of a product.
All right. We'll be back. We'll find out what Zolak and Bertrand have on the way.
The games are only half of it. Toucher and Rich, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
The Dave McGilvery Finished Strong Foundation's goals are to inspire and empower youth across New England and beyond to increase physical activity, expand literacy, and build community and self-esteem through running, reading, and performing acts of kindness. Join us in our mission to empower youth through fitness and education. With your support, we can provide the opportunities for youth to cross their own finish line one step at a time. Together, we can build a stronger, healthier future. Go to DaveMcGilveryFoundation.org for more information.
Toucher.
I didn't get to be a sports expert until 2009.
Rich.
You would think you were at a children's birthday party.
Toucher and Rich. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
98.5, the Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. It's funny because my hands are so not used to being washed that like the sensation of washing them several times a day is unique.
Well, I mean, are your hands getting chafed at all?
Yes.
Yeah, that's the other thing, is that everyone's washing it so much that my hands are like super dry.
Yeah. So.
And by the way, I went to the grocery store yesterday, and I was just getting lunch. No Purell. None of that's there.
I don't understand, like, why there's a...
You don't need Purell.
Like, you don't need, like, eight
it's
bottles.
It's nice to have it. If you have soap in a sink.
I don't know. They recommend it.
Yeah.
No. But what I'm saying is you don't need eight bottles of it. I mean, just go get a bottle of Purell.
You need eight bottles of it if you know that there's not going to be any.
Right. Well, that's the problem.
We have those really good hand soaps with the foam, you know, like the Dr. Somethings.
Need that.
You get them in Whole Foods. They smell great, like a spa.
Yeah. So how weird is this? So I coached my kids' basketball tournament last night, and it was the first time where, you know, the kids line up and they high-five each other as they do it. Where one of the parents said, hey, let's have them do the elbow. And I didn't think it was crazy. And the kids all were like, yeah, and they all wanted to do the elbow thing.
Everyone's doing it.
Yeah, and so and it's weird, too, because someone will come up to you. Like, some of the other dads were there, and they wanted to, like, shake my hand. And a couple of them, I shook their hand, but immediately you're like, what am I doing? And so it's getting to the point now where even rational people are doing the old fist bump and the elbow.
I had a meeting yesterday, and I felt obligated to tell the man that I just washed my hands.
Just as a lie?
No, I did.
I washed
my hands.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant so you didn't have to shake their hand.
No. I shook the hand. Don't worry about me shaking.
It's like I had an issue because I went in, washed my hands, then went to the bathroom and left. I said, you know, wash your hands again?
No,
I just touched the cleanest part of my body.
Hmm. Well, that's my thinking.
Is it?
Yeah, but I wouldn't wash my hands beforehand.
Yeah.
That doesn't make any sense.
So you excited to get away this weekend?
Yeah. My parents are very excited not to have to come here.
Could you imagine if your parents couldn't have a refundable trip and they already got on the plane or were traveling here, and then they got here and got quarantined in your
and
house.
And you come back from vacation.
What if you had...
And your parents are still here.
What if you had the entire crew that was with you at the... Was that Hawks Cay Resort?
Oh, yeah.
Imagine if they had to stay in your house at noon. How would that go for you?
I would...
If they were able to actually bring the therapist in, would it work well?
None of the therapists will see me. They're all overbooked.
Is one of the Calvin crew doing updates for you today? Like, is it Joe Murray? Is he in or Sarge?
No, McCone is in.
Oh, okay. Because, unfortunately, did you hear the potential bad news? They might cancel WrestleMania. And I know all of them with Andy Wong, they go down there. It's a big deal. They might have to find a whole different plan B type of situation to...
Someone's got to pay for that. We'll hold our own in the parking lot. Fight.
That's what I was saying. They should have Sarge Fest, you know, Sarge Mania in his backyard wrestling.
I heard Sarge was good on the call the other day.
The Hawks game?
For the Revolution?
Yeah, the Rev game.
Dude, he's excellent. He's born to do that.
He was doing
the Bruins? Yeah.
He was doing the Patriots games, and I had no clue.
Yeah.
Because I get so tone deaf that because I could hear the guy first and 10, you know.
I legitimately lobbied for him to be the new Bruins announcer.
I did
because he was
that.
Born for that. His voice can't change. He has PA announcer voice. That's how it was true. Born.
It's on and off. There's no like subtle downshift.
Yeah.
You know?
There's
like,
no off.
No.
Just,
no.
All right, just on.
Yeah,
one
no
of the,
off.
One of the weirdest things was when I had him in here just to test to see if he could change his voice, and I tried to have him do imitations. I gave him like celebrities, and he couldn't do it. He just couldn't. yeah,
I'm Jerry Seinfeld.
Yeah. Like the great Lady Gaga said, we're born this way.
Yeah. Sarge is definitely born that way. With that voice.
Mm-hmm.
Golden pipes.
Not a lot of salespeople around. A lot of salespeople not having to come into work.
It's good.
So I actually talked to a couple of those guys, because I think, you know, it affects everybody, right? It's sort of that trickle-down thing. I said, what are clients saying? Well, the clients are fine. They're signed up in it. Your numbers are good here at the station. Tons of people are listening, so the ad's fine. But it's, you know, down the road when, you know, those expire. And the next person, and if they're telling you, don't buy, or there's no job. I mean, Joe Murray, you know, trying to get a big gig. He was disappointed in a journal. One of the business journals said they're going to massive halt in the first quarter, at the end of the first quarter, for hirings.
Work at Costco.
Yeah.
Well, the market's doing pretty well.
Costco's doing.
You know what's doing well? Car washes.
Oh yeah.
Costco's doing well. Walmart's doing well.
I mean,
grocery stores are doing well.
Can you even still be an ass man?
Do you know Costco has the best hot dog?
My father loved the Costco hot dog.
And BJ's has a Subway, which is fantastic.
All right, well, there you go. Words to live by.
It's not a public sub.
So it's me, Hardy, and McCone.
All right, that'll do it for us, bye.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help LineMA.org.
The Dave McGilvery Finished Strong Foundation's goals are to inspire and empower youth across New England and beyond to increase physical activity, expand literacy, and build community and self-esteem through running, reading, and performing acts of kindness. Join us in our mission to empower youth through fitness and education. With your support, we can provide the opportunities for youth to cross their own finish line one step at a time. Together, we can build a stronger, healthier future. Go to DaveMcGilveryFoundation.org for more information.
Hey, the 82 preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. So don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, every opening tip to all those buzzer beaters, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and much more. And if you're new to sports betting, it's super easy to get started. Try betting on something simple like a team to win. Go to the app, select your team, and place your first bet. That's simple. And here's something to sweeten the deal. For new customers, bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Again, use the code SPORTSHUB. And if you're a new customer, you'll get $200 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. That's only on DraftKings.
Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gamblinghelplinema.org. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com. Physically present in Massachusetts. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. Eligibility and deposit restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.draftkings.com/basketball terms.